Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it's me. Maybe I bore you. No, no, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Baby, baby, puppy, Daisy, it'll all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Baby, when I used to love you, nothing that I wouldn't do.
Guys, thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and tonight's show is all things real estate with emphasis on real estate advertising. Do you need tips on how to stage your property, how to price your property, where to advertise your property? Should you list with a realtor? You are in the right place. We will answer these questions and much more. We also have designer extraordinaire, interior designer, Cheryl with Green Barner Designs as our special guest tonight. So, guys, we'll have Cheryl in just a moment, so stay tuned, and I will be right back. Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I can.
Wonderful. Guys, let's welcome Cheryl to the show. Cheryl is with Green Barner Design. She's the CEO of that company, and she is an interior designer extraordinaire, and she's going to be giving us some great tips on how we can get our property ready to be sold, staging tips, and all kind of cool things that is all interior design. So, Cheryl, can you give us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of background?
Well, where do I start? I guess I honestly can say I've been a designer ever since I was about 12 years old. I always wanted to rearrange everybody's rooms, everyone's bedroom, all of my girlfriends. I had to make sure that they had everything, you know, coordinated. I would go with them shopping for their bedroom ensemble, for the coverings of the beds, the window treatments, the rugs. That was what I was known for. And in college, I studied television and radio broadcasting with an emphasis on set design and stage lighting.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and so since then, I have worked as an independent interior designer as well as an interior designer sales associate with a couple of furniture companies.
Okay, and can you just let the audience know what exactly is interior design? Because, you know, you have a lot of people out there who they hear the term, but they don't really know what it entails.
Well, you know, you have different people believe different things. Basically, there is a, when you look at interior designing, the majority of times, people consider that someone who has to do with assisting the architect of a home with developing the interior space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I have never worked with an architect. However, I have taken architectural drawings and rearranged the space based on those drawings so that it was either more efficient or either just of a more suitable design to the homeowner. Then you have an interior decorator who is someone that is responsible for selecting furnishings, selecting coverings to go on the walls and the floors, selecting fixtures for the, you know, for plumbing, for the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
for the bath. And then, of course, you have a combination of the two.
Okay.
And I kind of fall in both categories. But then
wonderful.
If you look up the Dictionary of Occupational Titles, the definition for interior designer and interior decorator are very similar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's very interesting, you know, and sometimes you get, you know, people who are snobs about the whole thing, and, you know, but for the most, for practical purposes, whenever you use the term interior designer or interior decorator, people really feel like you should be able to help them to put together their home environment.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about some fun things. Cheryl has
okay.
given us a little bit of background about interior design and what it entails. Now, what is the coolest color schemes that are up to date nowadays? Because we don't want to be living like we're in the 70s. When we should be in 2007. So give us some tips.
Well, Nicole, it's funny that you should say that because, believe it or not, we're in the age of retro. Everything is retro.
Ah!
Yeah, so really and truly, you know, remember the 70s when there was the that gold and green thing
uh-huh.
that was going on? Those colors are really kind of coming back into, I won't necessarily say vogue, but they're coming back to the forefront. You know, the people, of course, who lived through that era, we don't want anything else to do with it. but you do find that a lot of maybe older people have become nostalgic about those colors.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the really hot color schemes that you'll see still include brown. Brown has been hot for the past 3 or 4 years.
I see. Okay.
And, the colors that you mix with it to keep it really, really current for this season are like the Granny Apple red, you know, with that remember that hard candy that you used to be able to get? I think you can still get it.
Like a candy apple.
Candy apple, right.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
That color with it as well as a silvery blue or an aqua blue, that's very current right now.
Oh, okay, guys. And just another quick question. What can you tell us, if just say, for instance, if I'm buying a new home and I'm interested in an interior designer coming out and helping me plan my space, how expensive is that? Or, you know, what are the normal fees for interior design services?
Well, you know, it probably varies depending on what area of the country you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Metro Atlanta, I think, you know, it's anywhere between $75 to $150 an hour.
Okay, and that sounds reasonable, guys. So you can actually get a professional interior designer. Cheryl has just given you some pricing, and I think she wants to give us some way of contacting her if someone's out there interested in interior design.
Certainly, I can do that. As a matter of fact, I am working on a website, and I can give you my website address as well as my email address because they are basically the same. The web address is sd sdbgdesigns.bravehost.com. And my email address is sdbgdesigns@aol.com.
Great. And Cheryl, if you will, just stay on the line with us. I'm going to open up the guest call in. If anybody's out there and they want some design tips, Cheryl is here waiting for your call at 347-215-8667. Again, that number is 347-215-8667. You're listening to Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be right back, so stay where you are. Guys, we're back. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in is 347-215-8667. We have Cheryl with Green Barner Designs joining us on the air tonight. Say hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
And so, guys, the lines are open, and if you have any questions or need some design tips, please feel free to give us a call here. Cheryl is ready to answer those questions for you at 347-215-8667. And Cheryl, I just want to ask you a few more questions.
Okay.
Now, tell me a little bit about, let's talk about getting someone's house ready to be sold.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the staging process, which I'm sure you are?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some tips on preparing a home to be sold, just some general things?
Okay. Well, the first thing you want is some curb appeal, you know. So whatever you can do to spruce up the front of the house is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something easy to do is to put a kick plate on the bottom of the door. Make sure you have a nice doorknob, a nice knocker, nice light fixture. Trim the hedges. If you have the space on the porch, maybe put a pot with some pretty flowers in it. And then when you walk into the house, you want people to be able to imagine themselves in your space. So you don't want to have a whole bunch of clutter. If you have some rooms that are like junk rooms, clean those out, because that kind of like blocks the energy. When they open up the door and they see all that clutter, it just kind of blocks their energy and it blocks their flow. I mean, that could be like a deal breaker. If it's a room, obviously, that's nothing but a junk room, that means you haven't found a purpose for it yet. And some suggestions for that could be make it into a little reading space. You know, get a couple of bookcases, get a couple of columns, get you a nice board, paint it a nice, you know, color to blend in with the two bookcases, stick it in between the two bookcases with the columns, you know, go to the old bookstore, get you some books, fill up the bookcases, get you a couple of chairs in there, you know, with a little table. You know, just stage it, set it up so it looks like it has a purpose. You could make it into a little room for entertaining guests with just a little futon with a colorful afghan or something thrown over it with some nice pillows and a couple of, you know, little chairs, a cute little grass mat plant in a pot in one of the corners. You know, just be kind of creative, but, you know, make it feel comfortable and welcoming. You don't want to have anything that's going to possibly offend anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you have a collection of nudes or something like that, you might want to put those in storage and go in.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know.
Another thing too, Cheryl, don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to ask you, I always heard that if people have photos, family photos around, should those be put away, or
exactly,
does it really
right.
matter?
That's an excellent point, because we hate to talk about it, but it is a fact of life. People are discriminatory against others who do not look like them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the family photos around, I mean, you know, people might not like the way you look, whether it's the way that you, you know, whether you're prettier than they are, whether you're a different color than they are, or whether maybe the dress that you have on or the pictures depicting various events in your life that you have, cultural differences, religious differences, anything that would denote any kind of cultural or ethnic or racial type of a thing, you know, we hate to say it, but
sure.
You need to kind of tone those type of things down.
All right, guys, you heard it straight from the interior designer extraordinaire, Cheryl, with Green Barner Designs right here on Purpose Vision. Okay, stay right where you are. We will be right back. The lines are open at 347-215-8667. You're listening to Purpose Vision here on Blog Talk Radio, all things real estate with an emphasis on real estate advertising. Do you need tips on how to stage your property, how to price your property, where to advertise your property? Should you list with a realtor? You are in the right place. We will answer all these questions and much, much more. We have interior designer extraordinaire Cheryl with Green Barner Designs on the line with us tonight. And Cheryl, for those people who are just tuning in, could you please give your contact information again in the event that someone wants to reach you in regards to interior design?
Okay. My web address is sdgbdesigns.bravehost.com. And my email address is sdgbdesigns@aol.com.
Great. And is there anything that you can leave with us tonight before you leave us? Cheryl will be a reoccurring guest. She will be joining us from time to time here on Purpose Vision. But anything you want to leave us with before you go?
Well, color. Color solves a whole bunch of problems, whether it's a dreary space, whether it's a dingy space, whether you just need to tie the space together. Color can really help with a lot of different design solutions or dilemmas. And I guess that would be the number one tip I can leave you with.
Okay, wonderful. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. I sure do appreciate your expertise.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.